It's very early this morning as I record this, and I wanted to share something with you that I was so thankful for. I thought it was so amazing that God laid this on my heart. But so I'm studying through, when I don't get diverted into Psalms, which I tend to do sometimes, but I'm studying through 2 Corinthians. Just to give you an idea, I've been studying through 2 Corinthians now for, well, I want to say 8 weeks, and I'm finally finished through chapter 10. Sometimes I could spend an hour on one verse, and it's that research mentality that I have, that I want to know what a particular word meant in Hebrew and Greek and so on. But I was going through a particular verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, towards the end of chapter 10, and I just had a revelation that I won't share all of it, but I prayed through that verse and thanked God for something that I had never thanked him for. I never really came to a particular realization, and I wanted to share it quickly, not what I came up with, but the verse, and with our FISM church as maybe, hopefully, a source of encouragement. He was talking to the Corinthian people. He had been talking about the reality of his authority. And at one point in the chapter, after he was talking about spiritual warfare, he talked about the limits of his authority. So he started out with spiritual warfare, talked about the reality of his authority is very different than the authority of the false prophets that some of you have been listening to. And then he talked, hey, but like the false prophets, I have limits too. But he said that the limited authority was something that he could boast about. And in verse 15, he says to the people, having hope that as your faith is increased, we being maybe just he and Titus, maybe the apostles in general, we shall be greatly enlarged by you in our sphere to preach the gospel in regions beyond you. Here's what I took away from that from a ministry perspective. Paul's ministry and the ministry of the apostles and the ministry of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ really was because of the people that he shared it with. It was the people that boasted, and I'm going to use that term because that's what Paul used just a few verses up, boasted of the gospel of Jesus Christ to other people that were out of the sphere of influence of Paul or Titus. So it was those people that greatly enlarged Paul's territory so that the gospel could be preached far beyond Corinth. And so what it reminded me of is how much I owe all of you. I know you thank me every day. I'm grateful. But you know, this ministry has grown because of your boasting about this ministry and about the work that we have done. And I don't take that lightly. And I was so grateful to the Lord this morning for laying that on my mind and on my heart. See, because you guys have talked to other people. See, they're the people that you have recommended, the people that you have talked to, the people you have exposed financial issues to. They're the people like you that are just tried and true, that are committed partners with this ministry, that are going to be partners even if they never use it year after year. I have, as I prayed through these verses, I said, you know, some other things came to me that I won't share, but for the sake of time. But I said to the Lord, the next time I preach, I get opportunities to preach every once in a while at churches that I might do some pulpit fill-in for on a Sunday. And I said, I'm going to preach through these verses. I'm going to share some of the analogies that the Lord had laid on my heart. So I'm going to thank you. I'm going to thank all of you because you have told so many people about this ministry. You have boasted about the work that we are trying to do. And that's going to help us share to more people. That is going to help us. You've boasted to radio stations and TV stations. You've boasted to news programs. There is one news network, CBN, that I'm on every week, and I'm on because of you. And I think of that all the time, to access that I have in Washington and other places because of you, because of the people that have written and told. It's just never ends. It's amazing. And I can't even begin to thank you, because you have been such a powerful participant in this ministry. And I don't take it lightly. I don't take it for granted, because I only know one thing for certain. None of this is of my own ability. None of it. My sphere that the Lord has given me to work in hasn't changed in a long time. I know what he's allowed me to know, and I know the wisdom that he has allowed me to share and the insights that he has given me, but I know they're not insights that I have discovered. I know they're not intellectual things that I have developed. I know they're not some sort of brilliant theory that I have come up with. I know that anything that I have done and anything that I see and everything that we are is because of the Lord and so many of you praying for me. So I want to thank you for that. I spent more time than I wanted to.